on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us here in the studio now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, America's number one Blasian comedian.
Thank you! Thank you!
The one and only Michael Yo.
Yes! I am here!
And you know what? It is about, you have the perfect name for Philadelphia.
I know, because everybody says Yo, right?
Yeah, is that the real capital of the world?
That is a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, and it is a real thing, and you know, and we're proud of it. Until one of the local newspapers decided to change the name of their magazine section to Yo.
No.
And we're like, no.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. All right. Now, we should explain Blasian to people.
Because yeah.
This is your first time on the show.
Yes. Blasian, I am black and Asian. So that's my dad's black, my mom's Korean. He was in Korea. Everybody was fighting, but he was looking for love. So I guess. So he brought one back. He brought one back to America. So they got married, and then they had me right here. So when you come to my comedy show, I don't talk politics, no politics, but I talk about family and then just my life story, and it's fun and just different observational things.
Race relations.
Race, you know, like what I grew up in Houston, Texas, in an all-white neighborhood. Uh-huh. So I have stories about that, but it's nothing's mean-spirited. It's all fun.
And your mother's bigoted.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no. My mom says, like, some crazy things, like, to my wife. You know, like, we just got a new house. So my mom goes, oh, such a nice kitchen for you no cook, you know? So I'm like, and she said that to my wife. And my wife is dealing with learning how to, like, communicate with my mom. Yeah, because my mom is just straight up Asian.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Right. Whatever she thinks she says, they have no filter. You know what I mean? They just say it. And my mom's like that. So, yeah. And my dad has a PhD in nuclear physics. So he's just like, whatever. You know, like, it's so funny. They have a great relationship. So, you know, and I'm winning. I married a white woman. So there you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So your kids are really confused.
Yeah, they are. But my kids are white, black, and Asian. We gave birth to pandas. They're official panda bears. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how we're rolling. And now, just 2 months ago, we had a baby girl. So.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, your other child's a boy, right?
Yes.
And he doesn't talk to you.
No, he hates me.
Right.
My son hates me. Like, and he's only three. But how do... I don't understand how he's all about my wife, and he does not care about me at all. I'll come home from... being on the road for a week, I'll come home. He'll run up to me like 3/4 of the way and go, Dada! And just turn around and walk off. I'm like, what the heck? You know, like, I don't understand it. But my daughter, she listens to it. I mean, she's only 2 months. She has to, but like, because I'm holding her. But it seems like she's into me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She can't see far enough yet. Like, literally, she can't. You're just blurry. I have a 5-month-old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're just blurry to her at this point. So don't. Think she doesn't, she is listening to you.
She listens because when I sing to her, I sing Mary Has a Little, is it Mary Has a Little?
Yeah. Past
tense. I sing that wrong version of the song. I'm singing it the Asian way, you know? Like, I just found out Mary had a little, didn't have a little ram because my mom was singing that to me the whole time. But I'm singing like these little rhymes to her and she's smiling and stuff like that. So it's cute. It's cute, you know? And she's totally white.
Yeah.
Like go to my Instagram at Michael Yo. When she was born, I was like, oh my God, who's the father? Because it's not me at all. Like, this baby is completely white, blue eyes, like everything.
Well, you're on the road for a week at a time. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, sorry.
That might be why your son acts the way he acts.
That's true.
It could be somebody else that might be daddy.
Yeah, maybe so. I need to put a camera in the house now. I need to see what's going on.
Now, I understand, and I watched your special. First off, right, the pictures of you as a child are probably two of the most, there's only one picture they had on two screens, but one of the most frightening pictures I've ever seen in my life. Because at 2 days old, you looked like a 60 or 80 year old Asian man.
I was a very ugly baby. Like, I was like, I looked like an old man. My hairline was receding
at
2 years old.
You had my hairline.
Yes, I did. I looked like you. Basically, I looked like you at 2 years old. I mean, at 2 days old. But yeah, I was an ugly looking baby. And I remember my dad said, my mom was like, oh, what is it? He goes, it's a boy. And she goes, what does he look like? She goes, I don't know. All I see is a nose. You know, like, so. I had a big ass nose, I guess, you know, so, and I grew into it, I guess. So, I was a terrible looking baby. And I didn't even grow out of it till I was like, out of high school. You know, I was a nerd, you know, like.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was a very athletic nerd.
I was going to ask.
I was super athletic, I was not cool at school at all. Uh-huh. Like, I was an outcast, but yet I scored four, it's a real story. I scored four touchdowns at homecoming and I didn't even have a homecoming date. Like, I was a loser.
You're like
man.
A Nick Foles. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Nerd athlete. Right. What was the name of your high school?
Adobe High School.
It wasn't Polk High?
No, I don't even know what Polk High is.
Al Bundy scored four touchdowns in high school.
Oh, man, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that show. Yeah, sorry. I was watching like different stuff.
He was a what's happening guy.
Yeah, what's happening? Bill Cosby before the rape. I mean, come on now. That's what I was watching.
Now, I also understand, and I will admit that I have a touch of this, but I don't think I'm as
racist.
No, I'm full on that.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
but no, I have a touch of it, and people will admit it. There'll be things that will happen in the studio, and they have bets on when I'm going to go. But from what I understand, you're somewhat the crybaby.
Oh, I cry all the time. I am a, can I say bitch? But I'm a bitch. Yeah. I am a, like, I cry all the time. Commercials.
Yeah, I got it there. Yeah.
If my wife, like, if I see my wife and kids having fun, it's just like, this is what I dreamed of. I start crying. Like,
you cried. I watched the video. You cried at your own proposal.
I did.
When you proposed to your wife, you had this whole speech set up.
Oh my God.
And then she sees you and you're like,
let me tell you, I'm a very confident guy, right? So I'm walking up to her, what I said was, baby, I love you so much. I can't imagine my life without you. Every day that goes by that we're not married is a wasted day. That's what I want to say, right? So I get to her, she turns around, we lock eyes. I'm like, it was the worst thing ever. I was so nervous. She said yes. I closed the ring box, put it back in my pocket, and walked off. Literally, true story. That's how nervous I was, man. I cried. And then at our wedding, I cried. She didn't even cry. I cried at our wedding. Like, I just cry all the time.
Now, the thing about that video that really amazed me was, okay, so you had this whole plan. And,
yeah.
You know, somebody was videoing it. The dog was in on the videoing also. All right. And then, you know, you brought her inside and told her, okay, there's somebody here to do hair and makeup. She had no idea that there was an entire engagement party. There were, you would have like 100 people in the next room, and she didn't.
So, it went three steps. So the next step, I wanted to take engagement photos there. So I had three steps to our engagement. The proposal, then right after the proposal, because we rented out Malibu Wineries. So I flew in her best friend to do her makeup, because she's a makeup artist. And then I had this big designer have these dresses out for us. So she picked a couple outfits, and then we did our engagement photos.
Listen to this guy. He's Mr. Romance.
This is intense.
And then I was like, oh, let's go grab dinner. And she's calling her family. Her family sent her to voicemail because they didn't want to give away the secret. So then I took her to dinner, but it was all her closest friends and my family and her family. And then that surprised her. So it was a three surprises.
Right. But now when maybe there was a fourth surprise.
What's that?
Because all of these people know you were Blasian when you came in the room with her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're our friends.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the family members.
Oh, yeah, but they met me a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they've
right.
accepted it. You know, they know, they want beautiful babies, too, you know? So everybody wants gorgeous grandchildren, so it's all good. No, her parents are great. Her dad makes me feel... of a man, but it's fine. Like, he can fix anything. Uh-huh. Like, so he comes to our house. We have a new house. He like, fixes stuff that's not broke. You know, he's that guy. He's just like, oh, let me hang a rack up here. And he just, yeah, he's that dude. He's that dude.
Well, Michael, yo! I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot of that tonight.
I hope so.
Yo is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline of Philadelphia. And you can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. But I've got five pair of tickets to tonight's 7:30 show right now. So
yeah,
if you would like a pair, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Come back to Philly more often.
I will. Can I tell people to go to michaelyo.com too and check it out, and you can learn all about me and all that cool stuff.
No, we don't allow
that. MichaelYo.com?
No,
not MichaelYo.com?
No, MichaelYo.com. .org would have worked for me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.